We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. A tough one to recap as the Sooners fall to Kansas State 48-41. Oklahoma handed its first loss of the season. Well, Kansas State improves to 5-2. They're 2-2 in Big 12 play. The Sooners fall to 4-1, and the 22-game road winning streak is over for the Oklahoma Sooners. Welcome into the Sunday presser refresher, if you will. This is where we look back on some of the post-game comments of head coach Lincoln Riley, defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, and the captains met with the media. So you'll hear from Kenneth Murray, you'll hear from Jalen Hurts, and a little bit from Creed Humphrey, and of course, Neville Gallimore. Just heartbreak city. I mean, the Sooners defense came out, forced a 3-and-out on the first drive as they have all season long, and then Kansas State proceeded to score on, what, 8-9 straight drives. The Sooners weren't able to get the punter back on the field until there were 9 minutes and a second left in the fourth quarter. And despite a furious rally late, the Sooners racked up 220 yards in the final 12 minutes. Oklahoma drops a tough one to the Wildcats. Lincoln Riley met with the media afterwards.
All right, obviously incredibly disappointed. Didn't play very good against a good football team in a hostile road environment. And, you know, when you play like we did, you're going to – you know, it's going to get down to, you know, a coin flip play at the end, and it didn't go our way. And so, you know, it's good that we fought back, but, you know, just disappointed in our, you know, how physical that we were consistently across the board. You know, we just didn't do the things well that we've done as we've won, you know, all of our games coming into this one here in the season. You know, really. Really on all sides. You know, we didn't tackle very well on defense. I mean, I think this was probably, just without watching the tape, I'm sure it was the worst tackling game that we've had all year. I mean, they do a good job in the run game, but you've got to, you know, you can't give them the extra, and we did. And then we didn't do a very good job when we got them into second and third and long. You know, and that's been kind of our strength this year, and it wasn't today. You know, offensively, you're going to just point to the missed opportunities, you know, the couple field goals that we had to kick. You know, we obviously had a turnover there on a play where we thought we had a pretty good something happening there on the at the end of the half. That was a monster. I mean, when you look back at that 7 points now, was huge. And then, you know, this team so often has been able to come out in the third quarter. You know, we got some momentum after Berkic made the bomb field goal. We had a tremendous drive just to get a field goal there at the end of half. And we did not play well in the third quarter. I, you know, felt like our guys were energized coming out, and then we couldn't get momentum back. Didn't play very good on offense in the third quarter, which was the biggest negative there. So, you know, winning on the road's hard. You know, we've said it during however long this road game streak is. It's always hard, and you got to play good. You got to be mentally tough, and give Kansas State a ton of credit. They beat us.
Lincoln, you've always seemed to know what your team's going to play like coming in. So this is one of the rare times that you've been the coach that this team was more physical than you were. Did you see this coming any at all? Did you have any kind of bad feeling about this game coming in?
I mean, I had a healthy respect for Kansas State. I mean, you watch how they've played, and they've gotten better each week. And, again, we know what the environment like is coming in here. And so you know if they make some plays, there's going to be some momentum in that stadium. And but, yeah, I mean, I disappointed in the physicality. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, we didn't run it as well as we wanted to, especially with our tailbacks offensively. You know, Jalen had a pretty good game rushing the ball and had some nice things there. And then, obviously, we didn't do a very good job in the run game. And we, you know, I think when we started missing tackles, we panicked a little bit, you know. And then the missed tackles turned into mental mistakes. And, you know, that's, you know, these moments test your poise. They test them in a way that you can't – it's difficult to simulate. I mean, they test your poise. And we got some momentum and played more like we were capable of there the last several minutes of that ball game, and obviously it was too little too late.
You guys have had some things differently offensively. He ran a variety of stuff, but was that a surprise, Lincoln, or anything else you can point to?
Not much. There was a couple of things, but, I mean, nothing that you don't see week to week as far as somebody doing a few things new scheme-wise. I mean, it wasn't – they didn't go and reinvent the wheel. You know, they ran the ball well. They got out of tackles, and we made – I would think probably more mental mistakes than we've made all year. I know we did. And then, like I said, we were bad in the second, third, and longs. I mean, that was the game. I mean, we had a lot of opportunities where they were second long, third and long, and against a group like that, when you don't get off the field, I mean, you put yourself in a bad position. You know, we get off the field on a couple of those early. We had some momentum offensively, playing well. We had a chance to really separate early in that game, and we didn't do it. You let a good team in it, and then they whipped us in the third quarter.
You guys have had it relatively easy on the scoreboard most of the season. When you get up 10-0 after two drives like that, do you feel like that had a detrimental effect? Maybe guys got, I don't know, overconfident, distracted, whatever?
I mean, I didn't feel that, but I if it did, then we're not very mentally tough. You know, we talked all week about how this was going to be a battle, and it was. So, I mean, that's a lot of our guys have been in a lot of games. So I don't think that had an effect. I simply think when we had the opportunities to get people on the ground, to get off the field, to feel the pooch kick, you know, to get touchdowns in the red zone instead of field goals. I mean, when we had our opportunities, we didn't make enough of them. We needed one more.
Trey and Kennedy, six carries combined. Do you wish you'd gotten them the ball more?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely – you know, it got tough there at the end of the game just with the scenario of having to score a bunch and in a short amount of time. So that obviously was a factor. But, yeah, we didn't run the ball the way that we're accustomed to running it from the tailback position.
How would you say Jalen played today?
I thought he did some good things. I mean, I did. I thought he, you know, threw the ball well, took care of the ball, you know, ran well. You know, he did some good things. There'll be a few, like everybody, a few that he's going to want back. But I put him in a couple of bad positions. I thought, for the most part, he handled it pretty well. What's that?
How did you see the onside?
Well, if memory serves me correct, we had a very similar situation up at Baylor, I think my first year. And they onsided it. And – I don't know. That was the play that kept coming back to my mind because they engaged our player first, and then the ball hit our player, and it definitely hit him before. I think it's Trage. It definitely hit him before the 10-yard. But I was certainly under the impression that if they engage your player into it, that there's no illegal touching. And I may be wrong on the Baylor deal, but that's I know the Baylor one was very very similar a few years ago up in Waco, and they ended up giving Baylor the ball. So I don't know. We'll see. Go back. I mean. It was a 50-50 call. It didn't go our way.
Like, did you have time there to have a conversation with an official about that, or did that all just happen too fast for you to
at the end?
Bring that on the onside?
Yeah, he came over. He came over. He said that they didn't block him. So, I mean, but, you know, it was reviewed from our spot in Dallas by our people.
As a head coach, you're sitting there on the road 48-23. What are you thinking? What are you trying to get out of team? What are you hoping to see the rest of the year?
I mean, I knew we had a spark. Like I just felt like the whole time we were going to make a run. It was just can we make it early enough? And, you know, when we started to get on the run, I knew we had enough time. I think you're, you know, you're mentally trying to keep your guys into it. You're trying to call it the best you can and just, you know, letting them know that, look, we're going to get going. Just you got to hang in there. And that's these road games, you know, these road games are different. We hadn't really been quite in a road atmosphere like this yet this season. And they're different. And you got to be ready to handle them and embrace that. And, at times, especially there at the end of the game, we did. But it just – I thought our mentality kind of, especially in the first half, and even some of the third quarter, was a little too based on just what was happening instead of just playing. And in these games, you've got to just play through the momentum swings and things that don't go your way. You're going to get their very best effort all year. That's part of playing in these deals. And we were just kind of too based on our results. And when we kind of just forgot about that and started playing, we played better. It was almost like, honestly, it was almost like getting down the amount we did was it kind of just freed us up. And then we just started playing and we quit worrying about the mistakes or things that didn't go our way or calls that didn't go our way or whatever. And then we played the way that, you know, we hoped we would the whole game.
Mike, can you have an update on DeLearn and how much did Motley's ejection hurt the secondary?
Well, losing two secondary starters was a big deal. There's no doubt about it. It limited some things we could do and they've been two solid players for us. So we'll come back and reevaluate him. He wasn't able to come back. And then obviously losing Motley, lost his composure there on the sideline, and there's no room for it. It hurt our team.
Like circling back to the third quarter, you were here 2 years ago. You talked about sort of a heated moment. How were you today? And are you surprised or disappointed that however you were, it just didn't translate?
No, it didn't work. Yeah, I was a little like deja vu coming in a little bit at half. It felt very, very similar. You know, and it felt like we had a shot of momentum. I honestly thought our team coming in. We had some juice about us when we came in. I mean, getting that last drive and Gabe making the, I think, 52-yarder or whatever it was there at the end, pretty long field goal. Like, we had juice coming in. I mean, I almost wish the third quarter would have started right then, but our guys left ready to play. Then we went out there, and I really think in the third quarter we had a couple of stall outs offensively, and then I really thought we just kind of got away from doing our job. It was like – everybody's excited and amped and ready to go, but you've got to play good ball. It's the mentality, effort, all that, but it's also doing your job and within the scheme. And I thought guys wanted to make a play so bad, really on several – I can think of several examples on all three sides where we got out of the context of the scheme, and then a good team like Kansas State makes you pay.
Lincoln, you obviously have a program that is focused on winning it all. How do you approach that moving forward?
Just like I have the last 2 years. We've been through this road. Everybody in the world's going to say we're done. We know how this works. And we know what we're capable of. We got to all do a lot better, coaches, players, everybody. There's everything left out there for us, and we know that. And so, you know, we can't listen to all the noise on the outside. We got to do a good job of getting ready for the next one and learn from this. And we've always responded well when we've had a tough one like this, and I would fully expect that this team will do the same.
You guys moved the ball well in the first half, but then you had some situations where it was fourth and short or could have gone either way, but settled for some field goals. Is there any regret there, or what was the thought process of just taking the 3 points and moving on?
No regrets.
Defensively, you guys have really taken the fight to teams this year. How surprised are you as that was unfolding that it was Kansas State who was – the more physical team was taking the fight to your defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. It's something we've prided ourselves on, and we've done a great job to the majority of this year. And I think we just got a little down and disappointed in the way it's going, and we've got to respond better, settle back in a little bit there at the end of the game. But it's, our expectations are certainly a lot higher there. And we've played – 8 games up to this point. You know, we've done it in 7 of the 8, and we need to do it in the rest of them.
From Lincoln Riley to defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, obviously a frustrating day for Alex Grinch. The defense struggled against a unique approach that Kansas State went with, did some things we haven't seen them do all season long, and Skylar Thompson was very effective running the football. Here's the Sooner defensive coordinator when he met with the media after the game.
Well, I'll say this double up. Obviously, they didn't come close to playing good enough football on our side of the ball to give ourselves a chance to win the game. And so that's something obviously we got to analyze. Thought, once again, lack of takeaways reared its head. We talk about takeaways equal victory, and it hasn't applied yet, but it certainly applied today. And we knew we were going to come down this road at some point. And unfortunately, we're going to have to learn a real hard lesson that way. We got to do a better job as coaches. Obviously, start with me.
Alex, you mentioned takeaways. Outside of that, what's the most disappointing thing about this defense?
I thought we lost our composure, and I got to look at myself in that way. You know, what can I do better to put them in whether it's a call or you know, how are we handling on the sideline? Do you charge them up on the sideline? Do you tell them to relax and stick with it? You know, what do they need to hear in those moments? But yeah, just the lack of poise, the lack of, in the end, not making plays, and so why is that? Again, it always comes back to coaching. Why do you get a couple third down stops early that are negated by penalties once again? And again, it's coaching. So we're either we must be allowing that, and so that's something that we got to do obviously a better job of. But no, I'd say poise and ultimately execution. And like I said, it all comes back down to me. Sure. Well, I think as you look at it, I thought it was maybe spotty early at best, and then I think we really lost trust, and you see it, when you don't have 11 guys trusting one to call to each other, then all of a sudden what could be a minimal gain or a negated gain all of a sudden turns into one on the plus side for the opponent. So that was, probably the clearest one to me. Are we looking for plays? Are we doing it as coaches? Are we coaching plays, not our particular calls, not trusting our rules? But certainly that was one element today.
Alex, when you only bring three corners, I know you talk about rotating, and you only brought three corners today, you lose Parnell. How badly did that hurt?
Well, from a dev standpoint, first off, nobody cares, how many corners we bring with us. But in the end, we got to respond obviously better. Lost DeLaren there as well in the second half, and guys that when their number's called, got to go out there and play, and we got to do a great job preparing them to execute at a higher level. I thought for the most part, and from a secondary standpoint, I think the order of the day was consistently being a step away, consistently. Whether it was a zone coverage concept, whether it was a man coverage concept, we found ourselves in that way, and I'm in charge of it. And so we got to find a way to hold up better.
Did you feel good coming into this game?
Yeah, I think the easy thing for a coach is all of a sudden you go back and say, well, we weren't ready, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, and I think that's low hanging fruit. I think we prepared this week. We did not perform obviously up to our standards, and like I said, it comes back to coaches.
The turnaround that you've executed here previously goes back to winning the line of scrimmage, being the more physical team, being aggressive. How surprised were you as this game was unfolding that you were not the more physical team, especially when Kansas State had the football?
Well, and I think as you look at it, I thought early on, you got a little back and forth action. You got some drives, and obviously all offenses are going to have some successful plays in that. And then you had two opportunities to get off the field on third down, and when that didn't happen, all of a sudden you look up there and you got 14 points. And again, we'd have more resolve in those moments. We got to have more resolve. It may not go the way that you dialed it up in your head as you walked into the stadium today. And so as you look at it, I thought the physicality kind of waned there, really between the second, obviously third quarter was poor, and then it kind of we decided to play football game a little bit late, late, and obviously it was too little too late. But we got to play more physical. That's all levels of defense, not just up front.
Did the quick 10-0 lead, you think, I think they had a three and out on the first offensive possession, that provide you guys some false confidence or something like that?
Well, it's hard to obviously pull what's going on in everybody's brain, but that certainly happens. We got to have more maturity than that, and we got to make sure that we understand that the opponents they're conspiring against us. They signed up for a 60-minute football game, and no one's going to give in after the first couple drives, and certainly we didn't expect them to. But in any event, you got to police yourself that way, and all things are on deck in terms of the things we got to look to get fixed.
How did that scheme hurt you guys today? What Kansas State ran, with what
Skylar Thompson's able to do with his arm and his legs?
Well, I give them credit. I thought, he did a tremendous job, making plays. I think obviously confidence gets gained anytime you drop back and some of those plays that, again, early on you got tight coverage and you get to get out Jeff Freekar with a penalty. The reality is confidence is even gained from that as a quarterback. So I thought he played confident. I didn't think we hit him enough. I thought we were close at times early. And what happens is when you don't do that, you start buying some situations. You start buying some plays. You start buying some confident throws and confident play calls from the opposing coaches. And schematically, I think they obviously do a good job. They believe in their system. I talked about it at the beginning of the week. Not a group of guys coming in here and they're just trying some new stuff they've been doing for a long time at their previous stop. But no real challenges. I didn't think we, from a poise standpoint, handled the multitude of things they did very well.
Is there gaining confidence on those plays? You guys are giving up 3rd and 19, 3rd and 16, yeah. 3rd and 11, stuff like that. Do you conversely lose confidence as that happens?
Well, I think if you, just as a competitor, you say, what a great opportunity to get off the field. And when you don't, and you look at it, okay, was it man? Was it zone? Was it blitz? And then all of a sudden you look up, and it's all variations of it. It's one man making a play and another man not. What happens in those scenarios is it advantage us turns very quickly into momentum them. Again, not something that we've had a lot of up until this point, but this particular Saturday, unfortunately, we didn't get done.
Alex, you talked real quick today about your advantage turning into their momentum, that drive, first drive of the second quarter, where I think it was a Trey Brown penalty, and Parnell gets ejected, they score, and feel like they're back in the game again. How critical was that?
Well, you always look back and you say it's one play or it can come down to three or four plays that from a momentum standpoint that can really turn the tide type of deal. And certainly in the situation like we had today and a road game for us, a home game for them. And all of a sudden you have an opportunity to, look up the scoreboard probably pretty excited for them at that stage of the game to feel like one, you've been moving the football. And two, we look like we're crumbling a little bit when you get a type of penalty like that. And so, in any event, we got to keep our poise. We got to do a better job as coach and make sure those things don't happen.
Alex, after a game like today, does the bye week come at a good time, or would you rather play next week?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, we're gonna have to sulk here for a while, and then so I guess you got 2 weeks to do that. But nobody's gonna feel sorry for you, and we got to pick ourselves up. You want to crawl in a hole, but once you do, you gotta pull yourself out. And so we'll find a way to use this week. We're going to use that this week regardless, one from a defensive standpoint, the two obviously for the next opponent. There's no team in the country that needs to have a great Monday practice. Specific to our side of the ball, we got to make sure that we're correcting the issues and find a way to do the things we talk about doing and then do the things that we emphasize in terms of takeaways, stopping the run. Once again, when you get the results, you want to champion yourself and say all is well. It's a one-game evaluation. And so obviously we did a poor job in this particular week, and then big picture stuff is something that we'll analyze later on. But we got to make sure we take advantage of a good week of practice. Well, we're gonna have to, and is there a magic bullet to that? Well, if there is one, we're gonna find it.
How confident are you that you can fix those things, the takeaways, the tackling, all the problems that showed themselves?
Well, again, I mean, the problem that shows up today, it's football. There's going to be a missed tackle at times, and have we been a pretty good tackling team up until to this point? Did all of a sudden today, did we have just a rash of missed tackles? I don't know that we did. I don't think we fitted very well. I don't think we're very disciplined. I think that was as much as anything the main culprit, as opposed to, all of a sudden we're falling off the tackles, although certainly that happened at times. No, I think like anything, if one when you don't get the results you want, all of a sudden your confidence is just broken. No, we're frustrated and we're ticked off. And we make no excuses for a lack of performance, but to all of a sudden to say that from a confidence standpoint, we're going to go the other direction. That's our responsibility, coach, to make sure we don't lose that.
Outside of, you said something about trusting the scheme. Is that kind of what causes, your middle linebackers to overrun a pursuit? I mean, or is it they're using the motion to trick the eyes? Or is it a combination of both?
Well, it's a combination of things, and there's no magic. So when I say that, I want to be very clear that there's nothing to do with it. It was a perfect call, and all of a sudden, there is no perfect call. But there's 11 guys that are executing a call, and so when one, two, three guys don't get that done, obviously you, and especially in the run game, especially when you're talking about the style of play, whether it's a motion or pullers and some of the multitude of formations that we see those things after. One guy, two guys that aren't where they need to be, all of a sudden that thing can break on you. So when it really comes down to trust is, I bring that up simply from the standpoint of let's go make a play. Things aren't going well, let's go make a play. And how do you make a play? Well, you make the play within what the structure, whatever. Again, you can call it something different. You can call whatever call you want. But within the structure of the defense, you got to go make that play, because when you decide not to do your job, who are you asking to do yours? That's something that we got to make sure of when the bullets are flying and things maybe aren't going the way you want them to do. We really got to, instead of loosening our grip on techniques, fundamentals, and things you're being asked to do, we got to tighten that thing down, and so we got to do better.
It looked like a lot of their confidence was coming from that backside running play where they're getting 20 yards or 15 yards, 11 yards. What was the plan for that? And a lot of it looked like it stemmed from your front line defensive line movement.
Yeah, I don't know specific to the movement side of things, but what you're describing is a cutback. And that's one of those things that obviously that we try to play fast with our backers. In a reaction to some of those specific plays, what that frees up is the opportunity to stick the foot in the ground and kind of redirect that way. And so, is there someone there? Yeah, there's someone there, but we got to make sure that we get that individual there obviously sooner. Is some of that scheme? Sure, that some of that scheme, but also it is making sure that. When you have that opportunity, when that ball cuts back, that means he had to check his feet in the backfield. That can and should be an advantage for us.
Now, Lincoln mentioned that the third quarter maybe players were a little tight because the mistakes were starting to pile up. How did you feel like guys handled that third quarter when things started to really go against you? He said guys had loosened up until the deficit got bigger.
Well, I think that's accurate. I think there's that moment of kind of what's going on, and you think that, well, we'll come out after halftime and, let's make some plays and let's kind of turn the tide to this deal. And then when it doesn't immediately happen, then all of a sudden they say, okay, well, wait a second now. It's going to take more resilience on our part. The adversity hasn't stopped. And there's a lesson there, too, that as much adversity you think you had in the first half, you just wait till the third quarter. And we've been on the other side of that thing where we come out in the third quarter and played very, very well. And so, that's as you go through it, one of those things is, making sure, let anything surprise you from whether it's a momentum play by them. Again, they work hard at what they do. Whether it's the lack of momentum on our part, what you need to do is, again, just put your head down and continue to just keep swinging. And then the unfortunate part, if you do that, maybe we have a different outcome. Maybe the story behind this one's different. But, again, as coaches, we couldn't convey that. We couldn't get that across and ultimately get them to execute.
Did you feel like there was some hesitancy sometimes and just why you kept talking about, again, trust, that maybe that hesitancy cost them
Yeah, I got to look at it. I got to look at it specifically to kind of determine, are we a step late, as you described from a hesitant standpoint, or, are we staring at the football, not where we're, our eyes specifically belong, and, we not communicating the right way. So pre-snap, you got some indecision. Again, going back to trusting the guy next to you that he's going to give you the right communication. And again, when you got a little bit out in the second, that changes some of those things. And again, as long, if we tell them if we're all wrong, we're all right. You know, so as long as we're all on the same page executing our that particular call, then we'll have a chance to be, you know, successful. And I think there's a couple times in particular where I don't think we were very sound that way.
Statistically, it looks really good for Jalen Hurts. But again, as he likes to say, that's nothing but rat poison. When you look at the numbers from an individual perspective, Jalen Hurts, kids would say, had himself a day. He was 19 of 26 for 395 yards in that touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb. He ran the ball for 96 yards on 19 carries and scored three times. It wasn't enough. Jalen met with the media after the game.
I think we gotta appreciate every opportunity we have to play this game. Be more appreciative. We got to cherish every moment, and we got to attack every moment with the right intent and attack it, you know, like we do here.
What did Kansas State's defense do today that made life tough for you, and how hard was it to not have the ball very much?
There's a lot of self-inflicted wounds, you know. You talk about playing a team like that, they played their butts off. A lot of respect for those guys. I think, you know, you got to maximize every opportunity that you have. I think it's as simple as that.
Looking back on last week, might you have seen this coming? Was there signs that something like this was?
You know, it's not easy. Climbing this mountain is not easy. It's treacherous. The closer, the higher you get, you know, you get challenged. Everything is not smooth sailing. So the result is what it is. I think simply put, we just got to take advantage of every opportunity we have. Every time we touch the ball, we gotta, you know, put it in the paint.
Kenneth talked about this being the first true hostile road environment. Do you think that affected the team today?
It's hostile enough, I guess.
Jeremy, you guys have been really good in the third quarter, and you get the field goal right at the end of the half. Did you feel like you might come out and really get going offensively in the third quarter?
I think every time. You know, just want to take advantage of every opportunity. Take advantage of every opportunity we have.
Jalen's 48-23. I know a lot of people watch on TV are like, are these guys going to get blown out of the building? What kind of on the field with your teammates? What's your thought process there? And you know, and then of course you get the big 70-yard play to CD. Just kind of, can you talk about that comeback that you saw?
Whatever spark we had. Resurgence we had, whatever you want to call it, it wasn't enough. It was not enough, and I'll do better with my leadership. You can't leave anything on the table no longer. So we got to attack it. We got to get our minds right. We got to take the right approach. No casualness at all. Just have the right intent as a football team. Appreciate everyone. You never know how or when it could be your last.
Jalen, how do you think you played today, sir?
We lost the game.
Could you have done more?
I think there's always more, obviously. We lost. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, so what, not what. How do we respond as a team?
Did you sense the frustration kind of building on the sideline? And what was your overall message to kind of the younger guys throughout that whole process?
You got to believe. Regardless of what happened, the result is what it is. It wasn't enough. So back to the drawing boards we go. So what now? What? We move forward. We'll be okay. We've got to fix it. I'm not thinking about a bye week.
Jalen, when you talk about taking advantage of every opportunity, you've said that a lot. Why do you feel like you guys didn't take advantage of every opportunity?
And then score enough points.
Coach Riley talked about losing games in previous years and being able to get back in the college football playoff with a loss. Was that part of the post-game message at all? And do you feel like that's still a possibility for this team because Oklahoma football is built on, you know, national championships?
Well, look, we got to take every game one game at a time. I think we have goals as a team, but you don't skip from October to December, January, without getting over November. So we got to keep the main thing, like I've always said. We got to learn from this. We got to appreciate this lesson right here.
Can we gonna wrap up one more?
Jalen Lincoln mentioned that he felt like in the third quarter guys were getting tight when the deficit got bigger. Did you sense that tightness?
I think you just got to believe. Got to believe. And I got to do a better job of my leadership, and I will do a better job of it.
And we mentioned a tough day for the Oklahoma defense. How balanced was Kansas State's attack? They threw the ball for 213 yards. They ran the ball for 213 yards. Captain Kenneth Murray, kind of a tough day for K-9. He sat down and tried to kind of go through what went wrong for this Sooner team.
We didn't play well enough. We got to be better up front. Linebackers, we got to be better. Everybody has to be better. So, I mean, I'm not going to make no excuse about anything. We just didn't play well enough.
What, as well as you guys have been playing, how shocking is this? Not just for you, but for everybody on the defense.
Well, I mean, if we don't come in and do the specific things that we have set out as a defense to do, then this is what happens. So, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't execute. We didn't come in and we didn't, you know, play up to our standard, and now we got to go fix that.
Beyond executing, Kenneth, what about being physical? I mean, that's kind of the root of how you guys have turned this defense around, is that and the enthusiasm, you know, gang tackling. You didn't see much of that today. I'm wondering if you're disappointed about the lack of, I guess, physicality, first of all.
No, I'm not disappointed in how we played. As in, you know, I feel like my guys came out and played hard. I feel like we put it all out there. Obviously disappointed in the fact that we lost, and obviously disappointed in the fact that a bunch of points was put up. But at the end of the day, you know, for us, we have to continue to build. We got to put this one behind us and get back on track. You know, like I said before, you know, when we do things the way that we know how to do them, and the way that, you know, the coaches have set out for us to do them, then, you know, good things happen, and when we don't, bad things happen. So, you know, today we got outplayed. That's point blank. Period. Not gonna make no excuses. We're gonna get this thing fixed, and we're gonna come back rocking in 2 weeks.
How confident are you that you can fix the issues that we saw today with this defense?
Extremely confident.
Why?
Because I mean, it's. If push comes to shove, the weight of the world on my shoulders, I want the weight of the world on my shoulders. And so as a leader of this defense, we're going to get it fixed. I'm going to tell you that ain't going to be no, you know, going down the stretch and, you know, back-to-back bad games and stuff that we've seen in the past. No, this is different. You know, we had one bad Saturday. That's life. Move on. We're going to get this thing fixed.
You guys took an L the previous 2 years and still made it to the playoff. Not to look too far ahead, but is there comfort knowing that you can maybe get back on that track?
We just worry about the next game. Worry about attacking practice next week, this bye week, attacking practice the week after that. Going out there, playing up to our standard. The next opportunity we get to play up to our standard in our house versus Iowa State. And we're going to continue to do that for the rest of the year and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach Rich talked about poise, that he felt like you guys, you know, lacked some poise today. How much of that is – you know, kind of a first for people playing in this environment this season, and do you feel like that was part of it, just dealing with the hostile environment?
I mean, I feel like this kind of environment was kind of, you know, a first type deal for this team. You know, given that, you know, the past, you know, few away environments that we've been in, you know, speaking of UCLA and Kansas, you know, they haven't been kind of like how it was today. But you know, our poise today wasn't good enough. The way we played today wasn't good enough. Everything wasn't good enough. So keep it point blank and simple. We got to get it fixed, and I got to be better. Everybody on this defense got to be better. And so, at the end of the day, you know, I'm gonna give my everything. I'm a lead in a way that I'm gonna put my heart, my whole heart into everything, the rest of the way that we have left, And I'm gonna give it my all. I'm gonna leave my butt off, and we're gonna get this thing fixed.
Ken, four straight games now without a takeaway. What do you have to do to make that happen?
I mean, I feel like, you know, coaches are pushing us in practice. You know, we're talking about it all the time in practice. We get takeaways in practice, but it just seemed like it's not translating over. So I'm sure our coaches gonna come up with some different way because, like I said, you know, not having takeaways is not acceptable, and that's another issue that we got to get fixed.
How disappointing is it when you see a team leader like Parnell just lose his composure for a second? How much did that impact the defense?
I mean, obviously, you know, you never want to see, you know, a guy like that, you know, go out of the game like that and get ejected and for, you know, I think it was kicking or what he did and stuff like that. So, I mean, to be honest, I really don't know what happened. It was kind of, I guess, a heat of the moment type thing and you know, lost his composure. But at that point, you know, for us, it's next man up, and next man has to come in, produce, and you know, be a guy for us at that corner position.
You guys had an opportunity there in the third quarter to get back in, or, I mean, to take the lead again at some point. Lincoln mentioned that he felt like maybe guys were a little tight. How did you think you handled the third quarter when Kansas State started to extend the lead again?
Not good enough. Simple, plain, not good enough. No excuse. Got to be better.
What did you think there on the onside kick review? What was going through your mind?
I mean, to be honest, I thought we had it. And even, you know, even if I guess he did touch it, I didn't really think they had enough evidence to say that he touched it. Because, I mean, for me, what it looked like he didn't touch it. But, you know, the referees and, you know, they have a great review system, and they seen what they seen, and obviously they made the call. So that's not an excuse. We shouldn't have put ourselves in that situation to begin with.
Last question.
Why didn't things go well for you guys today? Do you have any feel on that?
You said what?
Why didn't things go well for you today?
We didn't play up to our standard. We didn't come out here and do the things that we need to do. You know, we have pretty much a foundation, you know, of pillars, or you can say, or a fundamental four, to, you know, the way that we do things on defense and how we want to accomplish those things. And, you know, those things never change every week. Matter of fact, they've been the same pillars of who we are since Coach Grinch has been here. And so, I mean, be simple and plain, we didn't execute those things, and we got to be better.
Sticking on the defensive side of the ball, Neville Gallimore made what, when looking back, could have ended up being one of the biggest plays of the game on a third down stop that forced a Kansas State punt. That came with 9:01 left in the fourth quarter. Sooners got the ball back and scored to really make things interesting late. But again, Nev, as a captain, knows that they can fix this.
You know, one thing that we thought on was trying to be consistent, you know, make sure that it's played four quarters ball, and that didn't happen today. So we just, you know, I got to be that much better. You know, just being a senior, being a leader, get the guys going, and we just weren't effective like we needed to be.
Why wasn't the tackling form there early on?
Pardon me?
Why wasn't the tackling form there early on?
Why wasn't the tackling form there?
Yeah.
I mean, want to. Like I said, man, you can't point a finger. It's the whole defense. It's us as a whole, and things that we got to fine tune. Things that we just got to be better. You know, we're a great football team, you know, great coaches, got great guys. You know, great scheme. You know, and they came ready. You know, we knew they were gonna bring their best.
Can you talk about Skylar Thompson? How he's so elusive today, rushing.
Good, great ball player, man. You know, he knows what he wants to do. You know, he trusted his guys, and he made some stuff happen. You know, that's a credit to him. Obviously, you know, he put the work in, and he showed it.
Neville Lincoln said that they showed you guys some things that were wrinkles on what they'd done before. Was it a little bit different than what you were expecting?
You could say that. But at the end of the day, you know, it was really about playing our ball and making sure we were able to execute and be consistent. You know, we beat ourselves today, and again, you just got to go back to the drawing board, you know, look at things that we need to be better at and move forward.
You kind of tried to do your best to keep guys up. Was it challenging at times to keep guys from hanging their heads on the sidelines?
It's always a, you know, when you face adversity, it's always going to be a challenge. You know, you're going into somebody's house, you know. You got to understand that, you know, that there's some guys that haven't been through it. There's some guys that haven't been through it enough. So, I mean, it's, again, the unfortunate part of it is part of the game too. But, you know, again, the beauty of it is that we get to go back and go to work and fix things and get back to where we need to be.
Neville, the third quarter, you guys come out after the booming field goal at the end of the first half. And you guys have been so good in the third quarter. It seemed like you might have some momentum there. Why weren't you guys able to hold on to it and build on it?
I mean, just a lack of execution. And again, just, you know, like I said, they made plays. You know, they're well coached ball club. Got guys, you know, they play well together. And like I said, we didn't step up in a way that we needed to get the job done. And, you know, we gotta fix that.
Staggered, losing Delarian, losing Parnell, basically just making up for lacking depth back there.
I mean, you know, those are our brothers. So, you know, and the misfortune, obviously, you don't have your brothers out there, you know, may do a little something to you. But at the end of the day, you know, we got guys that even one goes down, you know, guys come in and fill that spot. But, you know, hey, like I said, it's adversity. It's a part of it. Got to be a pro. You got to move forward and be about your business.
And Creed Humphrey on the offensive side of the football, the Shawnee product is just focused on this team getting better.
You know, I'm not really sure. You know, they had a good game plan coming in. They did some things that we didn't really adjust to well, and that's just, you know, something that happened. I mean, something that we got to adjust to better.
What was it about today that you just couldn't get that running game going?
You know, like I said, you know, they game plan, you know, very well against us, you know, and I, you know, they did some things that we weren't really prepared for, and I think that we could have done on our part. We could have adjusted better than what we did. You know,
down
good job to them.
Down one at halftime. What was that conversation like in the locker room?
Yeah, you know, we were down one. We got that 2-minute drive. You know, scored that field goal. We were excited. You know, going in, we just the message was to, you know, just go out there and play our brand of football. You know, because, you know, I think, you know, if we play our brand of football, I don't think there's a team out there that can beat us. You know, and unfortunately, we didn't play our brand of football in that second half, and it bit us in the butt.
Creed, Lincoln was talking a little bit about the nature of just the way everybody played in the third quarter. That maybe you guys played a little bit stunned because of the way things were going. How did you think everybody kind of handled that when things weren't going well in the third quarter?
You know, I think we could have done a better job than what we did, for sure. It's just, you know, one of those things that us as leaders have to get across them that, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is. You just have to keep fighting, you know, scratching and clawing way back. So I think we could have done a better job than what we did.
Was there a moment for you where it was tough to comprehend what was actually going on in that third quarter?
You know, not really. I try to, you know, shut out the scores and everything. I don't really pay attention to that too much. You know, I just, you know, my main focus is to go out there and do my job the best ability, whatever's called for. So, you know, nothing was really ever, you know, too off guard for me or anything about it. But
keep going forward now for this team to reset its focus.
Yeah, you know, obviously right now we're disappointed in how we played, but this isn't the end of the season for us. You know, we still got a lot of games left, you know, still got a lot of opportunities left. So we're going to come back, you know, better than we've been so far for sure. I think this team's going to come back and respond to this really good. And,
were you guys in a good mental position coming into the game?
Yeah, you know, I thought we prepared well. I thought we were ready for the game, of course.
There's the four captains. You heard from Lincoln Riley. You heard from Alex Grinch. And as part of our post-game coverage, Rufus Alexander swings by to give us his perspective on the tough Sooner loss.
Rufus Alexander here. Tough loss for the Sooners. You look at this game, they have a lot. They have a long way to go, a lot to work on. Defensively, you go into this game playing really good defensively, stopping the run, tackles for loss, stopping people on third downs, getting off the field. And this was a game where you wanted to see how this defense has really grown when it comes to a physical matchup. K-State was an old school team coming into this game. We know they was going to do some I formation, be physical coming at you off the ball. And what I was afraid of was K-State being able to keep this ball game into a phone booth where everything was in tight quarters and you had to be physical. The slanting stuff, slanting at the line of scrimmage really hurt the Sooners at times because K-State was able to take advantage of. The Sooners moving one way, cutting off a guy that's supposed to get to a gap, and they were able to gash the Sooners on some big runs. And that was one of those things that was worrying me whenever the Sooners were, you know, watching the Sooners in other games and watching them going and play against a team that had a really good offensive line. K-State has got seniors on that, all over that offensive line, and those guys were well prepared, and they played for the slants, and they use OU's aggression against them and got to easy gaps, and they ran the ball effectively and very well. Quarterback wise, I mean, K-State was balanced. They didn't ask their quarterback to do very much. He picked up timely third downs. And you kind of look at it, they got some good penalties out there as well, with some pass interference here and there that kind of helped them out. Parnell Motley getting kicked out of the game because K-State was being really physical on the edges and stuff. So those are things right there that you can't have in a game, is Parnell Motley being a senior, he getting kicked out of the game because he's getting hot-headed, because he's getting his butt kicked on the sideline. You can't have that. You have to be bigger. That is a selfish play. That's a selfish penalty. That's a selfish thing that happens to the team, and it hurts the team more than it helps. Turner Yield going out also kind of hurt them as well, you know, in a position where they've been talked about, you know, just the depth that's there and having guys that can come in and play if something were to happen. And I think that also came out and kind of hurt the Sooners a little bit in this game as well. Offensively, this still is the part that kind of worries me, and I know it worries a lot of people, is we can't really rush the ball with a running back. I mean, we're not rushing well as far as having a running back run the ball. All the focus and everything is right there on Jalen Hurts, and he is a phenomenal athlete, but taking some of that pressure off of your quarterback with a good balanced run game where he doesn't have to really be involved in the run game to get it to be effective is something that I think is really important that needs to get better. Offensive line wise, I think K-State, not to say I think, I know K-State won that battle. I think, you know, it was a game where it was a game that was geared for OU to get physical with a team that wanted to get physical and into a fist fight with them. And it just didn't work that way. K-State had the better defensive line today, and they won that battle. They won the offensive line battle as well against our defense. And we got our butts whooped all the way around. But, you know, the team kept fighting. They have a lot to keep on playing for. They have a lot to grow from this game, a lot of things they can grow from this game. It sucks. It's a loss you have to learn from, but it happens. You know, you just got to keep on pushing and working and getting better. There's a lot of room for improvement, and they got to have to lick their wounds and come back, because there's going to be a thing that's going to be said about them now. They're going to say, well, if they play against a really extremely physical team, the Sooners can't hold up. That's the narrative they're going to have now. Everything was always a good narrative about all this defense is so physical and all this and that stuff. Now they're going to get the opposite side of it. Don't read the press clippings. Continue to work. Continue to get better. And as far as the offense, they got to continue to saw wood on the offensive line and get better up front and be able to run the ball and move people off the ball. That was a really good defensive front, very solid defensive front. And the Sooners offensively, offensive line-wise, everybody just wasn't up to their A game, and just got to get back to the drawing board and get better.
We still have the highlights coming up, so stick around at the end of the podcast. Toby had the energy, but obviously the frustration and disappointment, as Oklahoma will have a bye week to try to fix what went wrong in a tough loss against Kansas State. Again, the final score, 48-41. Toby and I will not have the live podcast on Monday, but we'll be back on Tuesday with a special edition of The Game Plan. Until then, enjoy the play-by-play calls, have a great start to your week, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.
Sooners trying to strike first. Snap is good. Hold down. Kick is away. It's got plenty of distance. And Berkich is 7-for-7. He drains it. And Oklahoma indeed strikes first on a 44-yard field goal by Berkich. They've got trips to the right. Now one of them goes in motion. Got to get to the 35 for a first down. Thompson takes the shotgun snap. Three-man rush. Flushed. Steps up in the pocket. Wrapped up and dropped. Ronnie Perkins got him. Second and 11 from the 24. Hurts takes the high snap, throws it out to CD behind the line. Pitch back into Hurts. He's got wide open far sideline Basquin. 35-30. It's a race. 20-15-10, and he's tripped up there. In motion, CD behind the formation. Hurts back to pass. Steps up, wants to run it himself to the 10, to the 5, to the 2. Pushed backwards. There's a scrum. Sooners are pushing, pushing into the end zone. No signal yet. Jogging in. Touchdown. Zone read, keeps it himself right up the middle into the end zone. A touchdown. Second touchdown run of the first quarter for Jalen Hurts. Like a hot knife through butter, he went right through that purple defense. And Oklahoma's back up two scores. Thompson's got it. Hand off, no keeper. Thompson met in the backfield and dropped. Q Overton got him. He lost his helmet, but he dropped him back at the 27, a 7-yard sack. Connor McGinnis, the holder. Snaps good, hold down. Kick is away, and Berkich drilled it again. 8 for 8 on the year. Boy, he looks good. Four-man rush. Takes a deep shot down the middle for Rambo. He caught it inside the 25-yard line, tackled immediately. Rambo went high in traffic and brought it down. 50-yard try by Berkich. Snap a little high, hold is down, kick is away, has the distance, and it is good.
Dang.
That he kid drilled has it. Play action. Thompson wants to throw. Looks in zone, and he's sacked. He had to pull it down, and for the first time today, Oklahoma sacks Skylar Thompson. It was Kenneth Mann and LaRon Stokes. 9 of 13 passing, back to pass. Looks underneath, slip screen to C.D. Lamb. Dances away from one guy. Goes outside, cuts it up across the 35-40. Has a hole to the 50. Midfield, breaks a tackle, steps out. He's gone. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. Touchdown, a 70-yard strike from Jalen Hurts to C.D. Lamb. Looking left, he'll run it himself up the middle. Dances by a guy to the 5, to the 2. Pushing, falling. Is he in? They're going to say he is down inside the 1-yard line. It'll be second and goal inside the 1.
Not a problem here, but it's going to cost him 10 or 15 seconds here, and maybe even more as that clock continues to roll.
And the elbow came down. Hurts under center. This looks like a quarterback sneak upcoming. Well, everybody moved the snap. He's pushing. I don't see any flags.
No flags.
That was weird.
It looks like he's in. It looked, that was an odd-looking play, but I don't see a flag anywhere, and now a touchdown's indicated. Anybody see a flag on the field anywhere?
No flag anywhere, and the clock continued to run and run and run.
Yeah, it ran until they finally came in and signaled touchdown.
Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is away, and it is good. The kick by Berkich is out to the right, bounds at the 40 to the 35, touches somebody, bounds upfield, sprint for it, and yes. The Sooners have recovered. The Sooners have recovered. Did it touch a guy before it went 10 yards? That's the question. Oklahoma has recovered the ball at the Kansas State 37-yard line. There are no flags on the field. Kansas State has pulled off an upset. And a big one. The catch run onto the field. Lincoln Riley seeking out Chris Klieman. What a win for Chris Klieman. His first year at Kansas State. From North Dakota State. Knocks off the undefeated Sooners and the number 5 team in the country. The clock still says 5 as the teams shake hands. And there's the final. Final score today in Manhattan, Kansas State 48 and Oklahoma 41.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.